Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Oheni, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at what I have titled, Is the Believer Under Law? Is the Believer Under Law? The matter concerning the law in the body of Christ has not been an easy bone for many a believer to crack. The varying exegesis on this matter has resulted in untold dissensions among varying denominations of churches. It is, however, heartwarming to know that God is not and cannot in the least be confused about what He has said concerning the relationship between the believer and the law. The emphasis and position of the scripture is as clear as daylight. To begin with, it is important we clarify what the law is. Is it the Ten Commandments delivered to and through Moses, or is it the Old Testament as a whole? As most people intimate, predominantly, many have concluded that the Ten Commandments are the law. In reality, however, the law is much bigger than that. The Ten Commandments represent only what is known as the moral laws, centering mainly on what is within a man, that is, the disposition of man. Under the framework of the law, there exist two additional groups or subsets. One, there are social laws and ceremonial laws. Social laws came into play when the aforementioned moral laws were broken and were also referred to as judgmental laws. Social laws guided and guarded the relationship of people with one another. The final part, which is ceremonial laws or ordinances, bordered on the priesthood, sacrifices, as well as services in the tabernacle or temple. These three aspects are the framework of every law in all dispensations. They do not change. These ordinances do not change. However, the details may change per changes in dispensation. Hence, the expanse and extent of the law stretches beyond Moses' Ten Commandments alone. Genesis chapter 26, verse 4 to 5 says concerning the law given to Abraham, and I read, "And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my laws." This is highlighted further by Jesus when he quoted Psalm 82, verse 6. In John chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods?" Paul the Apostle also referred to the book of Isaiah as being part of the law. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 21, "In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto these people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord." The Apostle Paul was quoting from Isaiah 28, verse 11 to 12, which declares, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear." In Psalm 119, verse 142, David shows us the defining borders of the Lord, and I read, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth." Jesus lends credence to this in John chapter 17, verse 17, which says, "Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is the truth." In effect, the truth handed over to a man to operate in his law. Paul the Apostle, by his encounter with Ananias the high priest, shows us the relationship between the believer and the law. And I read Acts chapter 23, verse 5. Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. So in effect, the truth handed over to a man to operate in his law. Paul the apostle, by his encounter with Ananias, the high priest, shows us a relationship between the believer and the law. Acts chapter 23 verse 5. Then said Paul, I wish not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of thy ruler. So I have taken my time to touch on this again before I proceed. By this scripture, we know that the truth handed over to a man to operate in his law. Paul's statement of repentance was because of what the law instructed concerning the ruler. Very clearly, Paul did not consider the law outmoded or unnecessary. He operated the law. Paul himself operated the law. Operating the law does not mean one is under the law. So there is a difference between operating the law, and then there is a difference between one who is under the law. So for this podcast, I'll make a distinction between operating under the law, operating the law, and operating under the law. So there is operating the law and under the law, which are not the same. Romans chapter 3 verse 19 says, Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. It is visible from this verse that they that are under the law are those that are found guilty before God. That is to say, they have been charged with an offense they committed, and thus cannot raise a defense for their actions. To be under the law is an expression when a man is to be sentenced to prison for an offense he is under the law by the virtue of the offense. That is, in the serving of his prison sentence until it is expended, he is said to be under the law. When the payment of his offense is over, the judgment is fulfilled, so by implication, he is no longer under the law. Sin is an offense which places man under the law, because sin is the transgression of the law, according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever commits sin transgress also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. So when a man transgresses the law by virtue of sin, he comes under the law as a result of that transgression, and must receive the passing of judgment and a consequent punishment. However, the Bible says sin has been paid by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So believers are no longer under the law, but are under the law to Christ. Praise God. This is good news. By the death and resurrection of Jesus, the believer is no longer under the law, but the believer is under the law to Christ. Hallelujah. So I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 21. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To be under the law to Christ means that the offenses of one has been charged to Christ, since Jesus Christ paid for the offenses. Consequently, no one can bring a charge against the elect of God, as can be seen in Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charges of God's elect? It is God that justifies. So by virtue of this, the word of God says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2, that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not under the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is what places a man under the law, and this is annulled by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which positions a man under grace. As believers, we are not under the law, because we are not in judgment for our friends of breaking the law through sin. However, as believers, we operate the law. So as believers, we are in charge to operate the law. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 to 10 accordingly says, "But we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully, knowing thus that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. The believer is not one and without law to God. Otherwise said, he is with law to God." And Paul the Apostle explains this explicitly by saying in 1 John 9:21, that to them that are without law, as without law, be not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. The law the believer holds with God is the law of the Spirit of life, which makes him not chargeable with an offense. This is because it is the sentence of judgment for sin that places a man under the law. Hence, when Paul the Apostle says, as believers, we are not under the law, it means so in the sense that the payment for sin has been made by grace. In this sense, all sinners are under the law and all free men operate the law. Typically, if one driving breaks the traffic light rule or law, that person, when caught, is said to be under the law. However, if one is regulated to stop, such a person is said to be operating by the traffic law and is so said to be under the traffic grace. It is therefore grace that teaches a man to stop and also regulates him not to commit the offense, but rather to meet the requirement of the law. Grace, consequently, is also a law, and it is the law we are under as believers. So, as believers, we are under that the law called grace. Grace itself, it is a law. Titus 2 verse 11 says, "For the grace of God has bring salvation. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Grace teaches because it is in itself a law that operates and not a law that arrests. Hence, the law that arrests was made for the sinner, but grace, which is the law that operates, was made for the righteous. The ability to fulfill this operative requirement is granted by Christ who lives in us. All the requirements of the law must be fulfilled, and those who are charged with offenses committed against the law are those under the law. They are prisoners to the law. The requirement of the law is therefore fulfilled in a man when he is not chargeable with an offense. To be under the law is to be found guilty for an offense and made a prisoner. All these are lawful. All things are lawful to a free man who meets and even exceeds the demand of the law. But a free man is not brought under the power of those things, except he is a slave and consequently under the law of those things. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12 says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." The believer, therefore, is under grace and has all things lawful to him to fulfill, but cannot be brought under the law, because the charges of the law have been fulfilled in Christ, who paid for all his offenses. Hence, with regards to the law, when he has not committed any offense which he should be under the law, he only operates the law. So there is a big difference between being under the law and operating the law, which means all offenses are chargeable to Christ by means of his work on the cross. The law was instituted to point out sin to man. Under the Old Testament, every man born of Adam, Enosh, that is fallen Adam in Hebrew, was already a sinner, condemned, and therefore under the dominion of sin. Once they were under the dominion of sin, they were under the law, because they were under the condemnation of sin. However, payment for sin has been made, and therefore we are no longer under the law as believers. Hallelujah. Also, that we are not caught for any wrongdoing does not mean we should do wrong. Romans chapter 6 verse 15 pronounces that. What then shall we sin because we are under the grace? We are under the law, but not under grace? God forbid. The law of grace does not destroy any law in the Bible. Listen to me carefully. The law of grace does not destroy any law in the Bible. Rather, it positions you in the place where you are empowered to do what the law requires, not to abuse the freedom you have received from Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Consequently, you are not held accountable for any offense because you are no longer under the law. Therefore, to preach grace actually is not to preach avoidance of sin, but to preach the doing by operating the requirement of the law. Conclusively, though the believer is not under the law, he is, however, under the law to Christ. Much more, he operates the law by serving Christ. This is the beauty of the believer's life. So as believers, we are not under the law, but we are under the law to Christ. Grace in itself is law. So don't let any man tells you that we are not under law. The law we are operating as born again believers is the law of grace, which comes from Christ Jesus, which is the Spirit of life. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.